I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Pentagon is diverting $8 million in construction money from Peterson Air Force Base to help pay for fencing on the U.S.-Mexico border. The military says a planned space control facility at Peterson is among 127 projects that will be delayed or eliminated to shift $3.6 billion to the border wall sought by President Donald Trump. Peterson is the initial home of the Pentagon's new space command, but it wasn't immediately clear whether the space control facility was part of that operation. Colorado officials are lobbying the military to make Peterson the permanent home of the Space Command. Governor Jared Polis has created another office of state government. As 91.5 KRCC's Scott Franz reports, this one will help workers adapt to a changing job market.
Surrounded by a bipartisan group of lawmakers at a technical school in Denver, Polis acknowledged that high school diplomas are no longer tickets to good middle-class jobs. He says the Office of Future of Work will help prepare residents for jobs in a world that is increasingly turning to automation and temporary positions. It's the second office Polis has created this year to address an issue. His first was the Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare. Democratic State Senator Nancy Todd is a fan of the trend.
Governor Polis is a mover shaker, and he looks at things in a non-conventional way, and that to me is a benefit.
The governor's office didn't immediately provide the cost of the new office. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.